Welcome to Beyond the IoT Sim, the show where we unpack the world of IoT technology and how it's reshaping industries around the globe. I am Connor from IXT, and I am your host. Today, we're talking about IoT device deployment, not just the nuts and bolts, but the real-world choices that can make the difference between a project that thrives and one that stalls. The IoT landscape is growing at lightning speed, powering everything from smart homes to city infrastructure and heavy industry. But connecting devices seamlessly, keeping them secure, and making sure they work wherever they're deployed, that's where the real challenge lies. In this episode, we'll explore what it takes to get deployment right from day one, starting with choosing the right SIMs, planning for global scale, and locking down your connectivity. We'll dig into why visibility and monitoring matter, how to manage data usage without blowing your budget, and how to design for the long haul. Think about being able to roll out devices in multiple countries without a hiccup, knowing they'll switch networks when they need to, or having a security setup that keeps sensitive data safe no matter where it travels. That's the goal, and we'll show you how to get there. Along the way, we'll highlight common pitfalls and give you practical strategies to keep your IoT projects efficient, secure, and scalable. Because in IoT, connectivity isn't just a technical checkbox, it's the backbone of your entire strategy. So whether you're deep into IoT and connectivity already, or just starting to explore it, this episode will give you insights you can put to work straight away. Let's get into it and uncover the secrets to deploying IoT devices successfully, right here on Beyond the IoT Sim. Before we can talk about scaling IoT or securing it, we need to start with the foundation, the SIM itself. Because in IoT, the SIM isn't just a way to get devices online, it's the core of your connectivity strategy, and the choices you make here will ripple through the entire deployment. Let's talk about something small enough to fit under your fingernail, but powerful enough to make or break your entire IoT project, the SIM card. Now, I know what you're thinking. I've been using SIM cards for decades. I get it. But in the IoT world, the SIM isn't just a ticket to the network. It's the anchor for your whole connectivity strategy. And if you get it wrong, you can end up with devices offline, budgets blown, and compliance officers breathing down your neck. An IoT SIM is built for machines, not people. It's designed to sit inside a device for years, sometimes a decade, without anyone touching it. It can handle the heat of an industrial plant, the cold of a roadside cabinet in January, the moisture of a smart irrigation system, or the vibration inside a moving vehicle. But here's where it gets interesting for a CTO. The real value is control. The right IoT SIM can connect to more than one network in the same market. So, if one operator drops, your device automatically finds another. Work around permanent roaming restrictions, switching to a local profile remotely so you don't get cut off by changing regulations. Let you manage everything without rolling a truck. Provisioning, updates, even switching carriers happens over the air. Feed live operational data straight into your own dashboards so your team sees usage, status, and alerts in real time. And then there's lifecycle management. A CTO can't just think about day one. You've got to think about year 5 or year 10. Can you push firmware updates securely over the air? Can you revoke credentials instantly if a device is compromised? How will you decommission hundreds or thousands of SIMs safely when a deployment ends? Pick the wrong SIM, and you might be signing up for unplanned site visits, unexplained data charges, and sleepless nights. Pick the right one, and it just works. It adapts, it scales, and it stays secure, silently doing its job in the background. So, next time you're planning an IoT rollout, don't think of SIM selection as a checkbox exercise. Think of it as choosing the long-term connectivity platform your business will lean on for the next decade. It's not just a network, it's the foundation your whole IoT strategy stands on. On paper, deploying IoT devices globally sounds straightforward. You've got your hardware, your platform, your connectivity plan, and you just roll it out. But the reality? Taking IoT across borders comes with a minefield of challenges, and the stakes are high. If you don't plan for them, they'll eat into your budget, your uptime, and your team's sanity. First, there's the patchwork of regulations and compliance rules. Every country has its own take on telecom standards, data privacy, and security. Some have strict data residency laws, some have complex licensing requirements, and if you're not on top of them, you risk fines, service interruptions, or worse, being locked out of a market entirely. Then there's the issue of roaming and carrier lock-ins. Managing roaming agreements across multiple countries can get messy fast. Some agreements change from 1 year to the next, and if you're locked into a single carrier, you can end up paying more for less coverage. In extreme cases, your devices might even lose connectivity because a roaming deal fell through. Connectivity itself is another beast. The tech that works in a high-rise in Singapore might not be the same as what you need for a sensor in rural Canada. Different terrains and infrastructures demand different solutions, and your devices need to adapt without you sending engineers halfway around the world. And let's not forget the human side. Managing devices across time zones, languages, and cultures means your support processes need to work around the clock. It's not just about the devices. It's about making sure the people supporting them have the tools and information they need. So, how do you make it all less painful? This is where a global SIM strategy changes the game. Instead of juggling dozens of local SIMs and carrier contracts, a global SIM lets your devices connect to multiple networks in multiple countries, automatically choosing the strongest available signal. That means no scrambling to renegotiate roaming terms and no carrier lock-in holding you hostage. Some providers also offer shared data pools for easy handling of data for your devices. When it's available, your low-usage devices can offset the heavy users, giving you more predictable monthly costs. Just note, read the fine print on limits, overage rates, and whether unused data rolls over. If pooling isn't on the table, look for per-SIM caps, real-time alerts, and auto-suspend resume to keep outliers from blowing the budget. And because these SIMs support remote provisioning and centralized management, you can handle it all from one platform. Provision new devices, push updates, troubleshoot connectivity issues, without flying someone in to swap hardware. The result? Less time fighting fires, more time scaling your IoT project. You get flexibility, resilience, and cost control baked into your deployment from day one. So if global reach is on your roadmap, or even just deployments to a couple different neighbor countries, don't just think about where your devices are going. Think about how you're going to keep them connected, compliant, and manageable, no matter what country they land in. Because the right global SIM strategy doesn't just connect your devices. It connects your entire IoT business to the world. A solid global SIM strategy can keep your devices connected wherever they are, but connectivity alone isn't enough. The moment those devices come online, they become part of a much bigger security picture, and that's where the real stakes start to show. In IoT, you can have the most advanced devices, the smartest software, and the widest coverage, but if your connectivity isn't secure, you're building on sand. All it takes is one breach to take systems offline, compromise sensitive data, and undo years of work. IoT devices are often small, resource light, and designed for a very specific function. That's great for efficiency, but it also means they can't run heavy-duty security software like a laptop or server can. They're often out in the field, in public spaces, on factory floors, or inside infrastructure, and they talk to each other over mobile networks. That combination makes them tempting targets for attackers. If someone gets in, they can intercept data, hijack device functions, or even draft your devices into botnets for massive DDoS attacks. For critical infrastructure or regulated industries, that's not just an IT problem, it's a business continuity and compliance problem. So, what does good IoT security look like in practice? 1. Private APNs create a closed-off lane for your IoT traffic, keeping it separate from the public internet. 2. VPNs encrypt everything in transit, so even if someone could tap the line, they'd see nothing useful. 3. Static or private IPs make devices easier to identify and lock down. 4. Real-time monitoring means you're alerted instantly if something unusual happens, so you can act before it becomes a full-scale incident. These measures work best together. A private APN reduces the attack surface, a VPN adds encryption, and monitoring keeps you ahead of threats. Add in secure provisioning and end-of-life processes, making sure SIMs and credentials are wiped when devices are retired, and you've got a much stronger defense. In short, security isn't something you bolt on after deployment. It's baked in from day one. If your IoT traffic is traveling across public networks without isolation or encryption, you're rolling the dice. The right secure connectivity setup won't just protect your devices, it will protect your business, your customers, and your reputation. Locking down your IoT connectivity is critical, but staying secure isn't just about keeping the bad guys out. It's also about knowing exactly what's happening with your devices day to day. That's where visibility comes in, because you can't fix what you can't see. What you can't see can hurt you. Well, you might have thousands of devices out in the field, ticking away doing their jobs. But unless you know how they're performing and how much data they're using, you're flying blind. And in IoT, flying blind is a fast track to downtime, spiraling costs, and security headaches. Let's start with device performance. This isn't just about whether a device is switched on. It's about the full picture: uptime, signal strength, battery health, and whether it's actually delivering on the job you sent it out there to do. If you can see these metrics in real time, you can spot trouble before it becomes a problem. Maybe a sensor's battery is draining faster than expected. You can schedule a replacement before it fails. Maybe a group of devices in one region is showing poor signal strength. You can adjust network settings or move them before data is lost. This proactive approach not only keeps your deployment running smoothly, it also extends device life and cuts replacement costs. Then there's data usage. IoT devices can be surprisingly chatty. If you're not monitoring their bandwidth consumption, you can end up paying for far more data than you actually need, or worse, hitting limits and losing connectivity. But data patterns can tell you more than just cost stories. A sudden spike in traffic from one device could be a red flag for a malfunction, or a sign it's been compromised and is sending information somewhere it shouldn't. Without visibility, you'll miss those warning signs until it's too late. That's where a connectivity management platform, a CMP, comes in. Think of it as mission control for your IoT deployment. You get a single dashboard showing the health, status, and usage of every device in real time. You can set thresholds, automate alerts, and get instant notifications if something unusual happens, like a device going offline or blowing past its data allowance. For large deployments, this is a game changer. Instead of IT teams chasing issues across spreadsheets and carrier portals, they can focus on fixing problems before they cause disruption. And because a CMP logs all this data, you can run analytics to see which devices are underperforming, which are gobbling up data, and where to fine-tune your setup. In short, visibility isn't just about knowing what's happening, it's about controlling the outcome. A good CMP gives you the insight and tools to keep your IoT fleet healthy, your costs predictable, and your operations secure. Without it, you're essentially managing in the dark, and in IoT, that's never a good place to be. Of course, visibility is only half the story. Once you can see exactly how your devices are performing and how much data they're consuming, the next big question is, how do you manage that data in the smartest way possible? That's where the choice between individual and pooled plans can make a huge difference to both your costs and your sanity. Data might be small in size, but in IoT deployments, how you manage it can make or break your budget. And it's not just about buying more gigabytes, it's about how you allocate them across your devices. Let's start with the individual plan model. This is where each SIM gets its own set data allowance. Simple, right? It works fine when every device uses roughly the same amount of data, but IoT deployments rarely look that neat. Some devices sip data, think temperature sensors sending a reading every hour, while others gulp it down, like video-enabled security cameras. With individual plans, the quiet devices can't share their unused data, so overages on the heavy users still hit your bill. And if you've got hundreds or thousands of devices, managing all those plans is an administrative headache. You're constantly tweaking allowances, chasing down overages, and making sure no device gets cut off. Now compare that to a pooled data model. Here, all your devices share one big pot of data. Low-use devices offset the big consumers, so you're using what you've paid for more efficiently. That means fewer nasty surprises in your invoices, easier forecasting, and less time spent babysitting individual SIMs. Pooled plans really shine in environments where usage isn't predictable. Maybe your business is seasonal, or maybe certain devices only become active under specific conditions. In a pooled model, those spikes and dips balance out naturally, and as you scale, the benefits multiply. Instead of juggling hundreds of contracts and plan changes, you just monitor the overall pool. That's less admin, more flexibility, and a setup that can grow with your deployment without creating operational drag. So while individual plans can work for small, predictable deployments, pooled data gives you efficiency, predictability, and breathing room, the kind you need when your IoT ecosystem is constantly evolving. In IoT, it's tempting to focus on what you need right now, the devices, the coverage, the dashboards. But the truth is, if you're not planning for what comes next, you're already behind. Long-term flexibility isn't just a nice to have, it's the difference between a deployment that keeps delivering value for years and one that needs a costly overhaul halfway through. The tech world moves fast. What's cutting edge today might feel outdated in just a few years. That's why future-proofing has to be part of your design from day one. It could mean choosing hardware you can upgrade instead of replace, or using software that's modular so you can add new features without rebuilding your entire system. It's also about scalability. As your deployment grows, and it will, your network needs to handle more devices, more data, and more complexity without grinding to a halt. That means investing in infrastructure and data management tools that can grow with you, not hold you back. Three things make a huge difference here: modularity, flexibility, and remote access. Modularity means building from interchangeable parts. If one sensor becomes obsolete, you swap that sensor, not the whole system. That saves money, reduces downtime, and keeps operations running smoothly. Flexibility is about making sure your devices can work in a range of environments, whether they're in a controlled warehouse, a noisy factory, or a remote field. Remote access is your time saver. It means you can troubleshoot, update, and optimize devices from anywhere without sending someone on site. It also gives you live data for real-time decision-making, which is essential if you want to stay ahead of problems instead of reacting to them. When you combine these principles, you get a deployment that's easier to maintain, quicker to adapt, and cheaper to scale. You're not just solving today's problems, you're building an IoT system that's ready for whatever the next wave of technology brings. So if you take one thing away from this, it's this: build with the future in mind. The more adaptable your IoT foundation is today, the fewer risks, costs, and headaches you'll face tomorrow. We've covered a lot of ground today, from the SIM at the heart of your deployment to scaling across borders, locking down your connectivity, keeping visibility on performance, managing data smartly, and designing for the long haul. And if there's one thing to take away, it's this: every decision you make in IoT connectivity is connected. The SIM you choose affects your ability to scale. Your security choices affect trust and uptime. Your management tools determine how quickly you can respond when things go wrong. And your data model impacts not just costs, but the stability of your entire network. Successful IoT deployment isn't about ticking off a checklist. It's about building a strategy where all these pieces work together. One that's resilient enough to survive unexpected challenges, flexible enough to embrace new opportunities, and efficient enough to keep delivering value year after year. Because in the end, IoT isn't just about devices and data. It's about creating the kind of connectivity that moves your business forward, no matter where the technology goes next. Thanks for listening to Beyond the IoT SIM. We'll see you next time with more insights to keep your IoT projects connected, protected, secure, and ready for what's next.